here's an interesting story. It appears that European diners penchant for delicacies such as frogs' legs is causing a fatal domino effect in major areas of ecology and biodiversity, scientists have warned. In the last decade alone, about 200 million frogs were imported into the EU, mainly by Belgian firms for French consumers. In Europe, frogs are a protected species under the Habitats Directive, but that has not stopped the trade from countries where various species have been dwindling to the point of a biodiversity crisis. So reads a piece in the Irish Examiner. Co-author of a study looking into the trade is Dr. Sandra Alter, a biologist and wildlife trade expert from the German-based charity Pro Wildlife. She joins us now from her home in Germany. Hello, Sandra. How are you?
Hi. Hello. Greetings to Ireland.
And greetings back to Germany. Now, as I said, you are co-author of a study looking into this trade. Can you tell us a little more about it, please?
Yeah, we did a study together with international herpetologists, which is, for example, Dr. Mark Olia from Germany and Dr. Alice Huge from Hong Kong and David Bickford. They are all well known for their work in international wildlife trade. And what we were looking for was the role of the European Union as a destination for frogs' legs caught from different countries. And we also investigated the ecological impact of this trade.
And what did you find?
Yeah, what we found out is that the EU is annually importing more than 4,000 tons of frogs' legs, frozen frogs' legs, which is equivalent to about 200 million frogs. And the vast majority of these frogs are caught from the wild. So the impact of this trade is that we have frog populations in the wild declining in different countries. And this is not a new phenomenon. The frog's legs trade was also going on, was already going on in the 1970s and 80s. And at that time, Bangladesh and India were the main supplying countries. And both countries experienced a decline in their wild populations of frogs, which led to an increase of pesticide use, and in the end, both countries decided to stop this trade. But Indonesia jumped in as a new supplier, and over the last decades, frogs came from Indonesia. And what we see in Indonesia now is that there are also declining populations in some areas, and some frogs, which have especially large legs and are highly sought after, they are already declining in the wild. For example, the giant Javan frog has disappeared in French supermarkets. And we have observed a fatal domino effect because this decline is now also happening in other countries. For example, Turkey and Albania in Eastern Europe. And Turkish field biologists just warned that their frogs in Turkey could go extinct if the exploitation for the European market continues, and they might lose their frogs within 10 years.
Well, excuse my ignorance. There's a couple of things. I thought the French were the only people who ate frogs' legs. That's my ignorance. And I also thought that frogs were farmed. You're telling me now they're taking them from the wild and they're depleting the stock, the wild stock that's there.
And the bizarre thing is that within the EU, it's not allowed to commercially collect wild frogs. So the EU is just importing from other countries. And as you said, France is the main consumer. It's not the only one. Also Belgium and the Netherlands and Luxembourg and also Germany in at a much lower level. But France is the main consumer and has been since decades.
And of course, Sandra, the big issue here, apart from the fact that these frog species are threatened with extinction and becoming very scarce, there's a vacuum there in nature where therefore there are more insects because there are fewer frogs to feed on them. And then the only way to combat that for many of the farmers in these countries is to use increasingly high levels of pesticides that then get into the water and it's that affect the frogs that have survived and so on. So it's really a vicious circle, really. How much do you think are the consumers in France and elsewhere in Europe aware of this problem? Is there any movement to try and stop this or try to address it?
I think we are very much at the beginning of an awareness process. We are very glad that our report and our study has caught some attention, and we are already in a dialogue with the EU Commission and also with politicians in France, because we want to see activities by the EU to get these frogs protected on an international level and to reduce the trade.
But with these frogs' legs being consumed, these ones that are coming from these countries, is there any testing being done at the moment to find out what kind of pesticide residues there are in them? Could these potentially be hazardous to the people who are consuming them?
It could be. I'm not aware of such testing. We recommend to do that. And we also should think about the health risks also for people in the range states, because, of course, in these countries, the pesticide use may have a tremendous impact on human health.
Surely, Sandra, farming frogs would be a very lucrative source of income for the people in Indonesia or Turkey or Albania. I mean, frogs produce a huge amount of spawn, and if you were to actually farm them and keep away their natural predators, you would have a huge crop. So surely it would behove some of the people there to actually set up frog farms rather than catching them from the wild at all. Is there no help or no grants or no subsidies given to countries to actually farm frogs?
Mm-hmm. Yes, and we expected that over the last two or three decades, this development would increase. And the interesting thing is that, for example, the USA is also a big importer of frogs and frogs' legs, but they mainly import frogs from farms, from Latin America and also from some from Asia. But the strange thing is that the European Union, whether it's for historic reasons or for whatever, we are mainly importing from Indonesia, and most of the frogs from there are taken from the wild. In Turkey, we have a mixture of farmed and wild-caught frogs, and the farms are also catching frogs from the wild to restock their farms. So in this case, we are not in the position to just have farmed frogs on the plate. And the main reason for that is that nature is producing much cheaper. And it's a little bit tricky to farm frogs because they are very sensitive to external conditions and to diseases, to water quality. So it's tricky. And many companies just rely on wild caught because it's cheaper.
But in Europe, I mean, for example, in France, they do actually farm frogs in France, so it is possible to do. Would it not be a better approach to try and change EU regulations so that only farm frogs can be imported, and that would be part of the regulation of importing into the EU with frogs? I mean, wouldn't that be better? If there was no market for them, then they wouldn't be catching them in Indonesia. So, I mean, changing the EU regulation so that only farm frogs can be imported, would that not be the way forward?
Everything is better than what we have at the moment, yes. The problem might be if we have a new regulation just importing farmed frogs, because the chain in the trade is pretty long, and it could be difficult to prove whether they are really farmed or whether they are wild caught. And as you mentioned, the farms in France, yes, it's true, but the production level is very low, so it's not at all meeting the demand. What we would need and encourage is farming at a larger scale in France to satisfy the demand and not to import.
Sandra, I'm curious, have there been any steps taken to actually try to reduce that demand among consumers by explaining the ecological problems that this is causing for these species and to try and get consumers to make more informed choices so that there won't be such demand for these frogs' eggs? I know that the tradition of eating them goes back a long way, but we've had to all make many changes in our lives. Is this one that the people in France and elsewhere should consider making?
Yes, and this is exactly why we are trying to catch public attention, and we are glad about reports and interviews just like this, because everything contributes to a broader awareness. And we are cooperating with a French NGO in this context because we, of course, need awareness created in the main market. Yeah, that's what we are trying to achieve. And we are also cooperating with French scientists and also with some politicians. But we are fighting against a big thing.
Sandra, I must confess that I have eaten a frog's legs, only experimentally, by the way, and in China, where they feed you these things. So I have an excuse, but I have eaten frog's legs. And it struck me, nowadays there's talk of manufacturing artificial meat, laboratory meat. And my recollection of the cuisse de grand huile is not really that vivid. I think it tasted a bit like fishy chicken or something like that. I would have thought it was probably a fairly easy thing to recreate that artificially. Now, over there in China, there was an enormous frog. I think it was the East Asian bullfrog. I saw it in the wild and I thought it was that. It seemed to me if I was going to harvest frogs, I would concentrate on these big species because you get a better return per catch on a big frog than you would from the little ones we have here that take 3.5 years to mature. So is there, the IUCN keeps tabs on the vulnerability of species. Are there frogs now on the threatened list, on the endangered list under the IUCN? Or is there bias within the harvesting towards certain species over others?
Yes, we have some of the most targeted frogs which are now on the red list. For example, the giant Javan frog is now listed as vulnerable. And the populations of many of the species which are caught are at least decreasing. I mean, we are talking about common frogs because otherwise you can't catch them by millions. But even common frogs can come to a point where the numbers are declining and they can't stand the exploitation level. And this is what we observe. What we see is, and DNA analyses have confirmed that, is that the larger legged frog species are already in decline and they are filled in by smaller species. And because you mentioned the Asian bullfrog, indeed, Vietnam is separate and different from the other countries, which I mentioned before. Vietnam is farming frogs on a commercial scale, pretty successful, and the EU is also importing from Vietnam. And these are mainly these Asian bullfrogs and American bullfrogs, which are a problem when they are farmed in Asia because they are highly invasive.
Frogs are endangered anyway. It's not just this particular problem. There's viruses that strike them and there's all kinds of problems. Now, there is a curious problem they have, I gather, of sensitivity to ultraviolet light, which seems very strange in an animal that can change its colour using the light, that it should be vulnerable to the light. Is there anything in that area that can help you?
The problem with frogs is that they are threatened by so many factors. The climate crisis, diseases, the deadly fungus, and exploitation is just on top of all these threats.
So what should we do if we encounter a frog? How can we help it? Or what action should the ordinary person in the field do, if any?
What we need is to get this problem into the public, to educate, to create awareness, and in the best case, to reduce demand.
Well, that's what you're doing tonight. So thank you very much indeed, Sandra. It was a pleasure to talk with you.
Thank you very much.
As usual, details can be found on our website, rte.ie/